Norwegian women's beach handball team was fined, not a huge amount of money, but were fined by the European Federation for wearing shorts in a beach handball game. They are required. The code is for a bikini bottom. And they wore shorts. And so they were fined. The singer Pink has volunteered to pay their fine, which is pretty cool. And I watched a little bit of the women's beach volleyball at the Olympics, and they are all wearing bikini bottoms and then kind of a, like an athletic halter top. And I wondered if it would make any difference if those who wanted to wear shorts or who wanted to wear a one-piece suit were allowed to. Let's get the view of Anita Fredriksen, who plays for the South African National Beach Volleyball Team. Hello, Anita.
Hi.
Why aren't you at the Olympics? Not.
Oh, gosh, that's a whole other discussion.
Was it finance, mostly, not being able to get to the competitions to qualify?
Yes, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we're often faced with those kind of challenges.
Is there a global rule for what beach volleyball players wear? Because I watched three matches, I think, involving, I think it was the Swiss and the Russians and a German team, and they were all wearing bikinis. Is that mandated or is that traditional? It's what the women want to wear? What?
So there is a mixture. At some point in beach volleyball, that was mandatory. But the International Federation have progressed quite a bit over the last few years. And actually, they give four options of attire to wear when it's hot. And that includes a full bather, the outfit that you saw at the Olympics, which most players wear, a short pair of shorts and a longer pair of shorts. So they've progressed quite a bit and are allowing players to choose different options for their comfort level. They also give options of religious wear, which allows you to completely cover up, including something that would cover your hair. Mm. So they've been pretty good at being inclusive in what players wear.
So I can't imagine that you play any better or worse if you're wearing what I've seen the beach volleyball women wearing at the Olympics, or wearing a pair of shorts or even a one-piece suit.
Yes, it's
not going to affect the quality of play, is it?
Absolutely. And, you know, in previous years, it was believed that the female beach volleyball was given such good spectatorship because of what they wear. But a few years ago, they introduced the long pants, allowing players to play with long tights. And they didn't see any reduction in spectatorship. So it really is about the skill of the players and not actually about what they wear, because it doesn't influence anything about how they play. But it's really should be about what they feel the most comfortable in. Don't we all do our best when we're comfortable in what we wear?
And I suspect, Anita, that more women might be attracted to these sports if they were allowed to. All of the women that I've seen, so 2, 4, perhaps 8 different women playing beach volleyball at Tokyo, they've all got the kinds of bodies that look good in bikinis. But maybe some women go, well, I actually don't want to play that because I've got to wear that stuff and I don't feel comfortable in that stuff.
Absolutely. You see, I think that there's twofold. I think on that kind of level where players, this is their profession, most of them, they do have the body for it. So I don't think that would be an issue. Maybe on lower levels, even just your normal national levels. But it also comes down to just pure comfort and religion. And, you know, we're not only talking about Muslim. There are a lot of religions that perhaps don't feel comfortable showing off so much of their body. But I really do think it needs to come down to personal choice. So you're absolutely right. And in fact, that was part of what influenced the International Federation to change their rules, because they wanted to see more diversity in their players. And so they introduced rules to accommodate for that.
Okay. And can I ask you what your choice is and why you choose that?
I choose not to play in a bikini. I prefer to play in shorts or long tights, and that's just personal preference. It's comfortable. I'm not a professional player, so I don't look like those players. And religiously, I prefer not to play in that. And it's really just comfort.
And when you do play, and I presume you have travelled out of South Africa, and, or can I presume that you have travelled out of South Africa and played? Yeah. And is there any chatter about it? You don't feel singled out because you're not wearing what the significant majority of women wear? Yeah.
No, not even once. And, you know, the only thing is that regardless of what you wear, so whether you're wearing a bikini or you choose to wear long tights, you have to take the kit forward when you are registering and getting ready to play, and that's it. And players don't ask, nobody asks. It's quite easy and comfortable to wear what you feel like you want to wear.
Well, let's hope then that, I don't know whether it's a global thing for handball or whether it's only a European beach handball ruling, but let's hope that the discussion around this changes their mind and they become also more inclusive in the way that beach volleyball has become.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's very sad for any, I'm assuming it's an international rule, and I think it's very sad for anyone to impose that on a player. They should be able to play this sport because they love it and not have to worry that they can't play it because they don't want to wear the outfit.
Anita Fredrickson, thanks very much for sharing your views with us. Anita plays for the South African National Beach Volleyball Team.